Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, May 11th. U.S. inflation cooled down a bit last month, but it is still sky high. President Joe Biden says fighting inflation is his number one domestic priority. U.S. inflation took a bit of a breather last month for the first time since August. But there is some concerning news about how high inflation still is. The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index rose 8.3% over the 12-month period ending in April. That's down from March's reading of 8.5%, which had been the highest level in four decades. But obviously, that 8.3% level is also pretty high when you look over the past four decades. And it is definitely higher than some economists had predicted it would be when they said they were anticipating some sort of easing this month. Food and energy costs have been the most volatile the last few months. That was the case last month for food, but not for energy. Energy prices fell in April as gasoline prices came down from their March peak, where energy prices soared 30.3% over the 12-month period. In May, however, gas prices ticked higher again. So this part of the CPI could look worse again in next month's data because this uptick in gas prices is not incorporated into these numbers today. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular gas hit $4.40 today. A month ago, the average was $4.11. And a year ago, the average was just under $3 a gallon. If you strip out those food and energy costs from today's report, the Consumer Price Index stood at 6.2% over the same period, less than the 6.5% reported in March. So again, you see this little bit of cooling of inflation, but the economic team at the White House is not popping champagne bottles just yet. Listen to a member of Biden's economic council, Heather Boucher, on CNN earlier today.
Well, certainly when you look at the top headline number, you do see the slowdown. So that's better than bad news. We don't know, of course, where it's going to go in the next few months. And when you look under the hood, we do see price increases across the economy.
April price increases were particularly stark for housing, food, plane tickets, and new cars. In a statement this afternoon following the report, President Biden said it's, quote, heartening to see annual inflation moderated in April, but, quote, the fact remains that inflation is unacceptably high. He outlined new inflation-fighting steps that he's taking, lowering costs that families face and trying to lower the federal deficit. One of the steps he highlighted was the administration's partnering with the private sector on lowering the price of high-speed internet for tens of millions of Americans. So between what you heard from Heather Boucher, the president's statement, you hear a White House that is not eager to celebrate. They can't be caught not understanding the real pain people are feeling about the prices in their lives. Today in Kankakee, Illinois, Biden also continued to blame Russia's war in Ukraine for the strain on food supply and prices here at home and abroad.
Right now, America is fighting on two fronts. At home, it's inflation and rising prices. Abroad, it's helping Ukrainians defend their democracy and feeding those who are left hungry around the world because Russian atrocities exist.
Of course, we know prices were on the way up long before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. Another reason you may not hear President Biden just simply touting the good news that inflation eased a bit and calling it a day is because he understands that's not where the American people are. Our recent CNN poll out last week showed that a majority of Americans actually believe Joe Biden's policies have harmed the economy, not helped it. And in that same poll, we found that 8 in 10 of American adults thought that the government wasn't doing enough to curb inflation. And by the way, this is something that Joe Biden is contending with politically, not just with Republicans or independents, but in his own party. 86% of Democrats in our poll approve of Biden's overall job performance. But when you just look at his approval rate on the economy, that number among Democrats drops to 71% of Democrats who approve of how Biden is handling the economy. So on issue number one, he doesn't even have his entire party on board with his oversight of the economy. And obviously, this is all playing out in an election year. As for the Republicans, well, Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor today and made clear that today's economic report is nothing but bad news for Americans.
It is this president and his all-Democratic government who've drained American families' pocketbooks. And every poll shows our citizens understand that sad reality all too well.
So President Biden, as you know, has an expression that he says over and over and over again. Don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. And that is his political goal now in action from now through November, is to draw a daily contrast with Republicans. He did it yesterday when he was talking on the economy, talking about Florida Senator Rick Scott's proposal that not even Mitch McConnell's on board with, as you know, but Rick Scott is a member of the Republican Party leadership in the Senate. But Rick Scott does have a proposal that would raise taxes. So it is a plan that is coming in for heavy criticism from Democrats, and Biden clearly trying to sort of paint the entire Republican Party with that one brush of Rick Scott's plan, even if most of the Republican Party is not running on that. He calls it the ultra MAGA agenda. Again, you're going to hear this day in and day out from President Biden as he seeks to draw a real contrast with Republicans as Election Day nears. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.